our legs and beautifully inspiring. So the whole thing was just, I still haven't processed it really. But it was.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
But yeah. I will never.
Happy birthday.
I will never, ever have a problem identifying the most amazing moment in my life. And I was, and then I find out afterwards, so many people were in on it. It's been, they've been working on it for months. I saw my daughter. I was down there early in September, and she gave me this big speech. Well, Dad, I was going to come up because you and Roz are having your benchmark, but I can't because we're going to the Galapagos in January. And I said, don't worry, hon. There'll be another chance. Don't worry. If you don't have the day. So right then, I would never consider that she would surprise me because she already told me, and daughters never lie to their daddies.
Exactly.
She had no more vacation days, so that's just the way it is, as Bruce Hornsby in the Range once said. So I just wanted to share with you, I had like the absolutely greatest moment in my life.
Fantastic. That's awesome, man. That's a great story. Did she do okay in the storm, her place?
Yeah, fortunately, timing is everything. They were scheduled, and of course, Rich, he's an excellent meteorologist. He had us totally posted on what that storm was doing. And he told us on Wednesday, he says, I think it'll be out of here through the state in time for her to drive back Friday as planned. And it was.
Wow.
And on that side of the state, traffic kept moving. They had the turnpike in 75 and then 95 pretty much open.
Yeah.
But I'm still processing it. It was just the greatest thing ever. So, David, we will, before we exit, give your blog address one more time, please.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com.
We appreciate you so much, my friend, and we will talk.
Thank you.
Again Monday.
All right. Y'all have a great week.
You too.
All right. We are at a couple of minutes past 4 o'clock. I should thank. I don't know if I'll ever be able to thank everybody that was involved in that, but the party we had that next day at Baumhauer's was in part brought to us by our buddies at Turf Stalkers, who put out the appetizers. And I just want to say, if you have a need for a mowing service, a pressure washing service, edging, trimming, outdoor maintenance, and soon leaf collection and disposal, Turf Stalkers is a great team of people. All-American kid Brian planned this for many, many years, and they've had a phenomenal start. Would like to add you as a customer. So if you want to put your rake away or your mower away, reach out at 558-1611. They use all their equipment, comes from Lewis Lawn, which I also appreciate. 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. We got SRN News coming up, and then all kinds of great material.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, we got light to moderate traffic all around the boulevard. We're a little busy outbound from Federal Drive on Atlanta Highway all the way out to East Boulevard. 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville are jumping just a bit this afternoon. A little busy there. I-65 and 85, no problems through the interchange. Keep it here for updates. Invisible Fence has the Boundary Plus system, giving your pet security but giving them more room to enjoy life. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama Certification Number 99004.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Today is October 3rd, Techies Day. Pay tribute to those 30-something nerds with sinus problems in the IT department that you'd normally not associate with until your computer dies. Then these World of Warcraft geeks become your knights in shining armor.
My hero.
Have a great Techies Day, Techies.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside at 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wall Street rallied to its best day since late July, as falling bond yields eased some of the pressure that's battered markets. The S&P 500 rose 2.6%, the latest swing for a scattershot market that's been mostly falling this year on worries about a possible global recession. Treasury yields fell after a report on U.S. manufacturing came in weaker than expected. With the death toll from Hurricane Ian rising and hundreds of thousands of people without power in Florida and the Carolinas, U.S. officials vowing to unleash a massive amount of federal disaster aid as crews scramble to rescue people that are still stranded by Hurricane Ian. The Dow was up 765 points today. The NASDAQ gained 239 and the S&P added 92. This is SRN News.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, just watching your hard-earned dollars flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years, and you can use your Medicare-approved doctor, and you also get telehealth 24/7 service, so you don't have to leave your home for the little stuff. Very worth looking into. And it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're easy to talk to. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Fair starts on Friday.
Yeah.
I think I'll be out there twice this coming weekend. Instead of being at my high school reunion, I'd rather be with you. I mean, you.
Yeah.
Plural.
You in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to be real. You know, the honest truth is I went to the last one, and the state of the city, my old neighborhood and everything else, my high school, was so depressing. Nobody lived in the city. I don't need to see this again. The roads were in horrible shape. And if they were then, they're probably worse now, because it is the most corrupt city on the planet when it comes to laundering money for work. It takes four people to redirect traffic in Chicago, just to dig a hole or fill one. And I'm not sure if they dig more holes or if they fill more holes in Chicago, but it's the same. The city could have been a lot more livable if they just widened the arterial roads that they had, but they never bothered with that. They never did anything that made any sense. And of course, you hear about the murders and everything else that goes on there, and the same place has been going on since day one. And that's why the left is all full of crap. They have done nothing. I've been listening to the same sob stories for 60 years. Nothing that they have tried has worked, because they refuse to address the real problem. And as long as that's the case, it's just, you know, crazy. About to post something on Facebook that might come in handy. It's an interesting thread, because as always, without checking the facts, the left is trying to say the hurricane frequency is on the rise. If that's the truth, then this year is a slow year.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. This is the ninth storm, and we're already past peak season. They said there would be 18 to 21 this year. You know why they're wrong? Because they don't know. Nobody knows. God only knows. Most of them have been fish storms. Why? Because this hurricane season, the high pressure systems that determine the direction these things are going to, when they form off the coast of Africa in the intertropical convergence zone, most have been picked up. Those systems moved a little bit to the east. So they're spinning them up into the Atlantic. Ian was real far south when it was born. It was beneath that. So it was able to take a more typical track for this time of the year. But Ian is hardly a record breaker in strength or any other thing. And that's why we were talking with David Blackman about New Orleans and other places. Driving electric vehicles is not the answer. I'm still waiting for the truth to come out on electric vehicles and stories connected to those as people tried to flee in. What do? You got to evacuate. Everybody has to evacuate at the same time, and you're driving a car that you know will probably last for 240 miles or maybe 4 hours, I don't know, and you wind up getting stuck in traffic. Those things will get people killed. It's going to happen this winter again. We saw that in that big traffic jam on I-95 last year in Virginia. EVs stranded all over the place. And ironically, you know that the fleet that Tesla owns to recharge or service their stranded vehicles is all gasoline powered.
Amazing.
Elon Musk is no dummy. He is not. So let me post this. Just follow the thread and you can see it's just one lie after another. There is no increase in the frequency. And these are the same people that were telling me, for those of you who are the younger end of our listening spectrum, they were telling me when I was in high school and college that we were in for another ice age, that we would be. So that, because there are, what you have to really understand has nothing to do with science. There are people that have to know that the end of the world is near. Maybe because they're so miserable, they just would like something to happen. I don't know. And it's not a phenomenon of this century. There's stories. There was some guy who I guess was a pretty persuasive speaker who managed to get 100,000 people to the top of a mountain somewhere in New England back in the 19th century, because he knew when the world was going to end and they wanted to be there with him. The date, the time came and went. Everybody went home. We don't know. Nobody knows. God only knows.
Yeah, it's like those people that all moved to Utah, you know, to avoid the earthquakes. And when they got to Utah.
I'd never heard that
happened. One. Yeah. Well, after a big earthquake in California, a bunch of people moved, went to Utah.
Was that the one in 94?
Might have been.
Because I'll tell you what, we had an influx of Californians into South Florida after that 94 quake. That must have really spooked a lot of folks.
Yeah.
That was the one that said, that's it, I'm done. I do not want to go through another one of those. See, at least with a hurricane, and to a lesser extent, time-wise, with a tornado, at least you know something's happening.
You're just possibility.
Minding your own business. All of a sudden, the thing that you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've been through some, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that really freaks people out is the one thing that we see as a constant, that we never have to worry about, is the ground being stable underneath our feet.
Right.
So when it starts to move...
You got nowhere to hide.
Yeah. Unless there's a nearby door jam or you can get out and away from a building that might fall in on you. And there's no way of knowing. You know, they're trying, they're studying, but they can't predict earthquakes. They have no idea. All right, that's the end of the science lecture for this afternoon. Where is everybody? Are we even on the air?
Yeah. They're listening.
272-9228. We always start with David on Monday with our visit through the Idiocracy. And you're always welcome to call during that. We can put you on the air if you want to ask David a question. I didn't mention it today because I'm lazy. I'll try harder next week. How about if we do that? All right, speaking of vehicles, let's see what we have at Jack Ingram after the weekend. Wow, they moved some product. That number has dropped. There's still over 400 new EU-certified and pre-owned vehicles with six great brands at Jack Ingram. You got Audi, awesome car, had an A4, Mercedes. My daughter drives a certified pre-owned that's 5 years old, and that thing is amazing. Nissan, I currently own a Nissan Rogue, love it. Porsche. I've never had the pleasure, but I've ridden in them, and they're amazing. Volkswagen, excellent car. Back when Janelle was ready for her own vehicle, and, you know, Florida's like California. If you got a new driver and they're going to college, and it's, they got to have a vehicle. So we picked a Jetta, and that worked out great. Got 5 years out of it, ran like a top. Very safe, too. Volvo, and of course, the signature pre-owns. We talked about those this morning and this afternoon. Take a quick peek here at the Value Car Lot, where they have several options well under $200 a month, including a 2013 Chrysler 200 Limited in excellent condition. The online deal is $170 a month. Same thing for a 2013 Nissan Juke, which is an awesome, fun SUV, $170 a month. That's the online deal. In fact, they have several well under $200. A Nissan Versa, great sedan, good gas mileage, safety features galore. And then they go up from there with sedan and SUV options in all types, styles, and brands, including a Toyota RAV4, a Chevy Cruze, and there's a 2015 Acura MDX, one of the greatest brands on the road. So, if you need wheels, you want more fuel efficiency, and you're working with a budget, see Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. Jack Ingram, signature certified pre-owned cars, the Value Car Lot, and the six great brands we just mentioned. They would love to see you. 419.
Authorities have reported a moderate crash, Highway 14 at Airport Road. That's going to back things up just a little bit at that intersection. Please use caution if you're approaching there. Elsewhere around Montgomery, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Traffic flow is good through downtown Montgomery. No other problems around the area that we know of at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has the Boundary Plus system, giving your pet security but giving them more room to enjoy life. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex is kicking off its 9th year, and you're invited Wednesday, October 5th, as they host a Senior Citizens Appreciation Party. This is a free event. Free range time, free gun rental, free eye and ear protection, free 15 rounds of 22 ammo, and a free target. Qualified instructors will be on hand to answer any questions. October 5th, Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. No reservation needed, and senior citizen age is 60 plus. Located on Carmichael Parkway. Doors open at 11 a.m.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drugs Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drugs is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River Region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drugs Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drugs location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This beautiful fall weather pattern continues for several more days, I think. The nights continue quite cool, and I think a jacket will feel great tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity. More sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday. Then another batch of cooler air will arrive by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're the work from home employees. Don't want to be in the office, no siree. Work at the kitchen table in our jammies. We are work from home employees.
We start our jobs at 9 faithfully.
And roll out of bed at 8:53.
We like staying at home and our dogs agree.
We are work from home employees.
Don't care, our Zoom meetings are glitchy.
Don't stand up or they will see your undies.
I'm supposed to work till 5, but I knock off at 3.
We are work-from-home employees. We're the work-from-home employees. Don't make us come back, we beg you please. We're kind of hoping for a new global disease. So we remain work-from-home employees.
Interesting, now that we're finding out that so much of that pandemic protection was BS and should have never been done in the first place, Fauci has to go to jail at some point. He has to be charged. You know, the Republicans that are promising investigations into that, Hunter Biden's laptop, it's amazing how that just sits there with all that incriminating stuff on it. Everybody knows about it, yet the FBI doesn't seem the least bit interested in solving those crimes. They want to look for things that don't exist, you know, like those MAGA Republicans. So far, two have been killed by Democrats, and they don't seem the least bit interested in that either. The one guy that ran over the 18-year-old kid, he finally got charged with murder. That prick should be in jail for the rest of his life. I don't care if you an 18-year-old kid, you idiot. You disgusting, despicable idiot. We are at 426. Been a slow day on Facebook. Either that or I've become hugely unpopular since Friday. Nothing seems to be getting... now Briscoe got a ton of likes for waiting at the window for Daddy to come home from his bike ride. That's sweet. And the bear taking the bath and the dog laughing at the wedding. Those are cute. Rich Thomas's breakfast. He may not come in tomorrow when he finds out that only 64 people cared about his breakfast enough to like it. Or I may never make that again. I thought that's a beautiful picture there. That's an egg, ham, and cheese grilled sandwich that's done to perfection with a very healthy tomato on the side. He's going to be upset. I'll just try not to go in that direction when we meet tomorrow morning. Red Top is on the line.
Can you hear me, sir?
You sound fine.
Your volume is very low for some reason. Can you hear me?
Yes, everything sounds normal here.
Oh, that's very good, sir. And you're making me hungry talking about that food. I've already had two lunches. I might have to have a third one after that. You know what I mean? I will have to say about the Republicans, they talk about investigation, because they didn't do nothing last time.
They didn't.
What's his name that was so... Kurt Gowdy. Not Kurt Gowdy. What was his name? The guy from Texas. Who quit. Who was so great at the Hillary hearing about Benghazi. Nothing came of any of that.
No, nothing. She got away with that like she did everything else. What difference at this point does it make?
I'm starting to feel encouraged about Donald Trump and his troubles, because I saw H.R. McMaster, one of his security advisors that he fired, on Face the Nation, and after being asked three times, this is deja vu, about Peter denying Christ, she asked him three times if there was ever any inclination or anything he saw around the White House where Donald Trump mishandled classified information. He said categorically no. Three times.
Right. It's just another made-up thing. They're desperate, and we haven't heard about the end of the made-up things. Trump's been out of office for 2 years, and all they can think about is him. He has got them, turned them into a group of deranged, mentally ill people.
Now, one last question for you from a guy that lived in Florida a long time.
Yeah.
And I saw these four trailer park communities. God, can't have trailer parks on the beach, man, and that close to the water. What are your feelings about resettlement, since you lived there so long and you know so many people? They don't think that they're going to change anything but make everybody build up the code, and I just wonder what your impressions on how you feel they should. Should they start to stifle development at the coast?
Hey, it's too late to stifle development, because so much of the perimeter of the state, the coastline, is developed. But that would be the easy solution, would be to put an end to beachfront building and stop putting people in harm's way. Because Gulf hurricanes have been happening well before there were high rises and resorts on Sentinel Island. So this is nothing new.
But before there were humans in North America.
Yes, exactly. So... But no, they won't do that, because money talks.
Money talks. Okay, buddy. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Trump, as always. Thank you, Phil.
And people think it's never going to happen to them. And for a while there, for good reason, for over 27 years, it didn't. It took from Betsy in 65 to Andrew in 92 for South Florida to be take a hit from a major hurricane. And, you know, we were talking about insurances, insurance companies earlier. I thought you had to have federal flood insurance. We did to get our mortgage. After Andrew, the insurance companies, for the most part, just came in, cut you a check for what you needed, got it done, okay? We made a lot of money down here over the years because of things that didn't happen. Well, now there's been a bunch over the last couple of decades. Now, you lost your roof. Well, your copay on that will be 1/10 of the value of your house. That's your deductible. The insurance companies, it's not State Farm or Allstate or any name you'd recognize. It's like Joe's Insurance. Just pray, because they're going to have, it's just not going to be the way it was after Andrew. At least the insurance companies came in and they were writing checks. In fact, they were doing such a great job that when my guy called to send somebody out to assess the damage, I said, don't send anybody to my house until everybody that really needs it gets it done. And same thing, it's an issue like all over the South, Tornado Alley, roof damage and things. You're almost gonna have to, in some cases, even hire an attorney to get them to consider what their financial obligation might be. Here's T-Spear.
Well, I see what, I've got two things. Number one, you're absolutely right about the coastline of Florida and hurricanes. When I lived there 20-some-odd years ago plus, there were very few people who actually lived out on the beach. There were very tiny, small homes, but none of these high-rise resort areas. And you could actually go to the beach instead of having to check into the hotel to get to go to the beach. That you actually went to the beach. And it's really sad to see what they have done to that area of the world. And I'm like you, I'd like to see it come back, but absolutely no building on those areas is dangerous, and it shouldn't be. The second thing that I'd like to talk about is co-ed prisons. And the reason that we need a co-ed prison is so that Hillary Clinton can be stuck right next to Andrew Fauci. And Fauci, in addition to going to prison, he should have to forfeit 100% of the income that he made off of COVID and off of all the COVID-related research.
I agree. I just saw the other day where he added like $5 million to his bank account.
Yeah.
During COVID. That's nice.
His wife, too.
Every bit of that needs to go back to the federal coffers. He does not need to have one red cent of that left to him at all.
I agree with
and
you.
And I think that COVID, you know, he should be right next to Hillary, and that way they can reminisce together.
There you go, Hillary. Anthony's here. Thanks for the call, T-Spear. We appreciate it. All right, let's redeem the phrase that feeds right now at 272-9228. We gave it out three times this morning. 272-9228. Caller 7 right now will qualify for Friday's drawing. If your number is drawn, you'll win the lunch bunch for 6 and then become one of 7 finalists to win the grand prize, the ultimate Iron Bowl tailgating experience. By the way, if you qualified last week and didn't win, you are eligible to call today. Because all you got was an opportunity. That's what we're doing today. The drawing will be Friday around 3:30. That's the phrase that feeds, 272-9228. Lines have started to light up, so let's get to it. You are caller 1. You are caller 2. Try again right now. You're caller 3. Try again quickly. And you are caller 4. And we are looking for 7. This is caller 5. Thanks for trying. Caller 6, thank you for trying. And what is your name?
Pat Burbank.
Pat Burbank. Well, guess what? You're caller 7.
All right.
So this is step 1 towards winning the lunch bunch for 6 and becoming a finalist to win the ultimate Iron Bowl tailgating experience from maybe Bob Baumhauer's personal guest in Tuscaloosa this year. It's pretty cool.
Which would be legendary fun and legendary food, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly. That was my next question, but you answered already. So, my friend, good work. And hang on, Rosie's going to get some information from you.
Okay, thank you.
And then make sure you're listening Friday just after 3. We'll get our fifth and final eligible person and then do the drawing for the lunch bunch for 6. Always fun at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It is 4:35. When your car is in an accident, you go through a whole array of feelings in an instant. The horrible crunching sound. A, checking to make sure everybody that's with you, if somebody in fact is riding with you, is okay. If not, you got issues there. And of course, the person in the other car as well. That's step one. Then do we need to, can we get the car off the road? Do we need to call the police? Yeah, et cetera. All of that. It's the first step. The crunch is the first step in a process. Then it comes time to call your insurance. Justin said, and it's never fun to tell them, hey, I was in a wreck. Sometimes they'll send somebody out to your house, or they'll just ask, where do you want to have the car fixed? Now, Alabama law says you can choose. Choose wisely. Montgomery Paint and Body, with 4 decades of experience, with a group put together by Donnie Turner and now his son Brandon, that is dedicated to restoring the look of the vehicle. First of all, what you're hiring at first is an advocate, because they look at everything that needs to be repaired, and that's what they insist on with your insurer. Here's what needs to be fixed, repainted, replaced, whatever the case. That's done first. Then once that's taken care of, the repair process starts. Once the area that was damaged is replaced, repainted, they take a look at the car on a bumper-to-bumper basis to restore the overall look to as good as new, maybe better. Which is why not only have they thrilled thousands of people with the outcomes, some people had never seen their car look that nice. That's a great result, especially after all you go through following an accident. Their number is 27REC with a W. That's MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Insist on Montgomery Paint and Body. 4:37.
We have what authorities are calling a moderate crash. Highway 14 at Airport Road. That's going to be just past that little store there on the corner. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. We're seeing a backup of traffic in both directions. Still very busy around the Boulevard in Montgomery, Atlanta Highway outbound, and on I-85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 merge. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Front Porch Grill can cater any event you have. Plus, they've got food trucks for events. And if you really want to go all out, ask about the Barbecue Starship, a huge portable barbecue that can feed over 1,000 people. Front Porch Grill, Millbrook, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
4:38, and we have Steve on the line. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg, Ms. Rosie. Hey, you know, when you and David were talking about New Orleans and, you know, the history, right. Unfortunate history with hurricanes and all, I lived through Betsy and Camille down there.
Wow.
And what was sad is, The New Orleans never learned a lesson from Betsy. They built this thing called the Gulf Outlet Waterway, which was a channel to connect Lake Bourne with the industrial area and bring it out to the Gulf. Well, during the hurricane, that acted like a tidal surge area where it just completely tore up the levees, and that Ninth Ward flooded. That was 1965. And then fast forward to Katrina. Same exact thing happened, and finally they filled it in. Now it's filled in, but like you're saying, my dad was a surveyor for the Civilian Conservation Corps,
mm-hmm.
and he always said that certain areas in New Orleans to stay away from, and of course the East Bank was one of those, because it was low then and it's still sinking, and which is really sad. We lived on the West Bank was about 15 feet above sea level. But he always told me where not to go. And sure enough, people built homes on the ground in places that were below sea level, which is really crazy. I just don't get it.
It is lunacy. It really is. And so much of, you know, and of course they rely on the willful ignorance that you hear George Carlin yep. talk about. You know, all of it. It seems like, wow, there's more storms. Actually, there are more people in harm's way because they had built more homes in harm's way. That's the...
Can I ask you a question about Florida? Because I'm not as familiar with Florida. But from what I was watching, Are those homes built at ground level? I mean, I didn't see a lot of homes built up, but are they on ground level?
The older ones, yes. Newer ones, maybe. I really don't know that much about the Fort Myers, Naples area, even though I've been through. I just know I went there quite a few times in the 80s. And then the next time I went back was in the early, it was after I moved here. I went to visit a friend in Fort Myers. And I got to tell you, my jaw dropped. I was astonished at how built up it had become. It was just like the other side of the state. That one of its appeals was not looking like Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Yeah.
So none of this comes as a surprise.
Yeah. I know the Mississippi Gulf Coast, the requirement is you have to build off the ground. An area where my wife used to live, that house doesn't exist anymore. It's completely gone. So, you know, but I know it's a requirement now.
Yeah. Why anybody would, look, I'm not taking the side of big business or anything else, but insurance companies are businesses that run on risk calculation. And if they were the ones that said, you know what, we're just going to stop, we are not going to write any new business from this point forward, that would put an end to building things there, because people would know, well, I'm putting a house up, it's in a flood-prone area, and I will get nothing if a storm comes along and destroys it. That might put an end to it, might curb some of that.
Oh, yeah. I know even in Millbrook, we were looking at a house that was close to, exit 179. And we had to, when the realtor started talking to us, said, well, in this area, you got to get flood insurance. And we said, what? They said, yeah, this is in the 100-year flood zone. And I went, okay, you know. So I'm not sure why we're not doing that to everybody else, but I guess we're going to pay for it.
Appreciate your call, man.
Take care. We'll see you.
All righty. It is 4:42. We have your local news and Rich's forecast. And we're going to celebrate an anniversary today. You probably don't even realize what I'm talking about. I mean, you know what an anniversary is.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a case tomorrow that's challenging Alabama's congressional district lines. Alabama has 7 congressional districts, one where black voters are the majority. Plaintiffs say the state should have 2 because about 27% of the state is black. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that left one person dead. 23-year-old Reginald Woods and another man were found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street just before 2:30 Sunday morning. Woods died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to life in prison for murder. Montgomery County DA Darrell Bailey says Anthony Stoddard will serve a life sentence for murdering Demetrius Richards on January 17, 2020. Stoddard gunned down Richards, who was out on a date with Stoddard's ex-girlfriend. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Enjoy an evening of wine on the water at the 12th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Friday, October 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Station Train Shed. There'll be a variety of wine tastings, food vendors, and live jazz music by Dan Cunningham and friends with special guest Kim and the Commotion. Must be 21 or older to purchase tickets. Tickets available online at mgmcityevents.com or montgomeryal.gov. Proceeds benefit Child Protect. Sponsored by Publix, Merrill, Ravello Restaurante, and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This beautiful fall weather pattern continues for several more days, I think. The nights continue quite cool, and I think a jacket will feel great tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity. More sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday. Then another batch of cooler air will arrive by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 4.00%, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
There are all kinds of ways a story can be electrifying, but I thought it was electrifying today when I read that it was the 1 year anniversary of this.
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say
LGB everywhere
I go.
LGB.
What it means?
I don't know.
LGB.
Whatever it is.
LGB.
Kamala, help me. Please. Please.
All righty then.
LGB.
That let's go, Brandon. Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No.
LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon. I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chant.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
You don't say
that back.
LGB.
And you ain't black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
It's the one-year anniversary of that chant of the NASCAR race that occurred as the reporter was interviewing the winner, and she said, yeah, the driver's name was Brandon, and yeah, they're chanting, let's go, Brandon, when it was pretty obvious what they were really saying, which was F Joe Biden. By the way, that has resumed at college football games this year. In some cases, some of the clips I've heard louder than last year. I find that good. It may not be good form, but I find it encouraging because that's mostly younger folks realizing they're getting screwed by this clown show. So the whole Brandon phenomenon began with that race outcome. That was a year ago today. Hard to believe, isn't it, Rosie? Seems like just yesterday.
It is.
And that has produced all the other Brandon things you've been playing for 12 months now. Time flies when you're having fun at somebody else's expense. That was brought to you by Mr. Electric, team of certified master electricians. We've used them a bunch of times, and again, very recently, to fix a dead outlet. What was really cool, they came out, gave us the upfront price. That is what we paid. But when we received the invoice, we noticed that they had photographs of, and dozens of them, of every single step in the process, the parts that they used to replace, the parts that were ruined and gone, which I thought was really great. If you have any questions about your bill, they're pretty much all there to see in the print. You know, and sometimes it's just nice to know, all right, I'm paying this price, what exactly was done? Do you have no doubt with Mr. Electric? I just think that's a cool step to take. 245-1566. Get a free inspection of your home's wiring and fuse panel. That same number, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Would we?
What is this thing doing? Where am I getting audio from, Rosie?
I don't
this
know.
This is all your fault.
It's based on.
Okay, that sounds like Candace Owens, doesn't it? Oh, no, it's this woman. We don't want you. Oh, that's the Andrew Klavan clip. I do want to play that. But this is Tucker and Candace Owens Please tell me this is the one with the hurricane commentary on it. Well, let's find out. If Tucker and Candace Owens are on the same clip, it can't be bad.
Candace Owens is a keen observer of all of this. She hosts a great podcast. She joins us tonight with Reaction. Candace Owens, I would love to see someone die in this country without getting a lecture posthumously. Oh, you died of smoking. You died because you didn't get the facts. You died because you drive an SUV. Can't we just acknowledge death as a sad thing, give it the reverence it deserves, and move on?
Well, not if you're a member of the Democratic Party, because they're utter sociopaths and psychopaths. And when they see these tragedies take place, by the way, this is the same methodology that takes place with school shootings. You would think that we could mourn and we can be sad, but they say, wait a second, there are some children that are dead, so allow us to get in front of cameras and tell you why you need to give us more power. And the fact that they think about their own power and consuming more power when tragedy strikes is, as I said, an example of their that they are utter psychopaths. And what's going on, obviously, is an extreme tragedy, but as you pointed out, Tucker, it is a natural tragedy. The Earth has hurricanes. If there was no human beings that walked the face of the planet, there would continue to be hurricanes, like there would continue to be blizzards, and like there would continue to be tornadoes. There's no lobby, in my opinion, that should be laughed at harder than the climate lobby, because they just keep being proven wrong. Now, when I was a kid, I was told it was global warming. Hide under your desk, kids. The polar bears are going to drown because there's global warming. But they stopped using that language around 2011 because accidentally, the Earth started to cool and disproved their narrative. Before my generation, by the way, Tucker, there was a generation that was told global cooling was going to spell the end of the world. Happened was they were proven wrong and the Earth started to warm.
So was Tucker.
Yeah, right. There was the ozone layer. Remember the ozone layer, the hole in the ozone layer. Yeah. Oops, that actually wasn't a tragedy, and so they moved on. There was the acidic oceans. There was going to be acidic rain because the oceans were acid. Oops, that didn't happen, and so they moved on. They've been wrong over and over and over again. Their climate models are a complete fraud, and yet they're still allowed to look you in the face when a natural disaster strikes and tell you, well, you know what? I know we've been wrong forever and we've never once gotten it right, but give us your money anyways. These people are sick.
I completely agree with that. In general, people's kooky theories don't bother me. You can be a flat earther, a circumcision activist. Well, you can be whatever you want to be. But if you try to take over my power grid on the basis of your ridiculous theories, then I think we have a right to fight back, no?
Oh, we absolutely have a right to fight back. And where we need to start is in the education system, because my mind was polluted about climate change, or about global warming, rather, because they sat us down in health class and they made us watch Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore. That was a lie. It never came into fruition. And they keep focusing on these young generations to sell them fear for their own power.
You're totally, man, no one can sum it up more crisply than you. Candace Owens, thank you.
Wow. And she's going to be in town soon, right?
Thursday.
Oh, wow, you guys are in. If you got tickets for that, you are in for a treat. I think she is one of America's most amazing women. And notice, when Democrats have a chance to point to a powerful woman of color, they'll point to Stacey Abrams before they'll point to her, which is so sad. Anyway, it's 4:53, and she's absolutely right. That book, none of which came to pass. I hope the kids that were forced to sit and endure all that inconvenient truth realize what an inconvenient pile of crap it was. None of it's happened. None of it. And yet Al Gore still runs around. I would be embarrassed to show my face in public if I were him, because everything he predicted was wrong. But it sure has made him a ton of money, hasn't it? Because that's all that this is about. And when you think about the absurdity that there are people that really believe we're going to change the weather. That's right. We're going to invent this magic thing that's going to do something. It's so crazy. And what's even scarier is you see on TV, I always check now, whenever there's an ad for an automobile, almost all of them are for EVs. Now, I don't know if they're producing them in those kind of quantities, but driving electric cars will get more people killed than hurricanes. And it won't take much. Watch what happens this winter. Have you noticed the panic in Europe because that pipeline is being cut off by the Russians? They are already preparing people how to survive this upcoming winter. And you know what? None of it, not a bit of it's been necessary. And that's why people like that new prime minister of Italy are getting elected. people are wising up. When are we going to join the party? Paul.
Yeah, hey, Greg. Hey. Going back on what Candace was saying about more or less brainwashing the young kids as they're coming up, I've never been so frustrated as I was this weekend watching the Alabama and Auburn game on TV, and then all of a sudden it seemed like every few commercials you had two males kissing each other on the neck or on the mouth, and I've got grandkids sitting in my room watching the football game. And they're just trying to make everything seem like everything's a lark. Everything's just fine.
Here's the thing. I thought that whole movement was about acceptance and tolerance. That this is the way we are wired, and we just want to live our lives without being punished for it. I don't know if you noticed, but over the weekend, there was a movie called Brothers that cost millions of dollars to produce, and it was a total bomb at the box office. I think they've way underestimated the impact. No, we don't need to see that. We just don't. I mean, it's companies trying to show the left, wow, don't bother us because, look, we're totally with the program here. And
Greg, what gets me is whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home, go ahead. I don't care. But don't ram it down the viewers who are paying, help pay for these commercials and stuff to come out. It's ridiculous. And like I said, especially when you have kids, because sports, quote, is supposed to be a good, wholesome, everybody sit down and watch it. And then all of a sudden, here comes your agenda. You know,
that's what it is.
What we want. We got 3% of the population dictating the rest of the world. This is what we want you to become.
Very powerful.
So anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Thank you.
I'm glad you did. No, as soon as you start seeing that in commercials, they're not selling you a product. They're selling you an ideology. And I'm not interested. Here is Dennis.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey.
One thing that really caught my ear over the weekend is the girls' volleyball team up in West Virginia who got banned from their own locker room because some guy who identified as a female was changing in the locker room with them and made some inappropriate remarks. So, and he's attracted to women. So does that make him, I guess that would what make him a male identified as a woman who is now professing to be a lesbian?
I'm one of those old-fashioned people that says you are what you are, and if you're a biological male, you're a biological male. And I've said this a long time ago. Yeah, there will be some legitimate people who are in between, but competing, biological males competing against women is unfair. There's a big lawsuit filed on behalf of women who don't want to be competing against men in their sport. It's not right. It's not fair.
No.
And rightfully so. I support them in that endeavor. You know, I would consider this individual to be an infidel, really. But anyway, that's beside the point.
You know, it was this very thing that turned Virginia into a red state. More than any other thing, more than talk radio or any other influence, when parents realized that some young lady had been raped because a guy claiming to identify as a woman was doing it just for kicks, got excited.
What's the latest word on the NPR thing where Alabama Talk Radio started? Did you hear any more on that?
The what?
NPR Radio has been doing a study on talk radio stations in Alabama.
Yeah.
I hope y'all are at the top of the list because we really need to get their attention really well, Greg.
I think NPR should be, we should not be funding it through tax dollars. We're not.
I agree. Absolutely.
That's as antiquated as Radio Free Europe. And on top of that, absolutely, subsidizing with tax dollars and then doing fundraising on top of it. It's ridiculous. And when you look at the salaries they're paid, they're not living in the real world with the rest of us folk in the business.
No, they're not. Absolutely.
And they get no ratings either.
Hey, great job, guys.
Thanks. Other than that, they're the best. Approaching 5 o'clock, your work from home head could be on the chopping block. Well, it's another pandemic-inspired situation. But yeah, about 50% of the people who've been working from home do not want to go back to an office. That's going to cause... We'll be seeing consequences from the poorly made decisions of the pandemic for many, many years to come.